it's time for me to climb up on my soapbox and talk about things that trouble and move me. Francis, would you mind playing something strident and anthemic for me?
Kimmy, look at me, please. Look at me. Now, I've got one word to say to you, Kim.
You're right. It's nice.
It's different. It's unusual.
That is nice.
My marriage is over. O-V-A-H. Over.
Oh, again.
I'm really getting up my goat today, Brett.
You beehive, all right?
If you would only own your problem in your ring of concern...
Why don't you keep your nose out of my ring, Sharon?
OK.
No, Chardonnay, you pack of shunts.
Humour. I'm using humour.
Well, it's not funny.
Well, it really was funny. Countdown. Kath and Kim. Some of the iconic shows of Australian comedy and light entertainment. And behind them all was a master of his craft, Ted Emery, who died this week. If you haven't heard of him, that's because he was behind the camera of shows such as Fast Forward, Full Frontal, The Michaela's Programme, Tonight with Steve Vizard. Magda Svobanski worked with Ted Emery on Kath and Kim. She played Sharon, of course, one of the great comic characters. I spoke to her yesterday about the death of her friend. Magda, thanks so much for doing this.
You're welcome.
I wonder whether you could just tell me about the Ted Emery you knew and the Ted Emery you loved.
Well, how do you describe Ted Emery? He was so adorable, Ted, and he was so funny, and he was so incredibly good at what he did. I mean, the thing about, he was the captain of the ship, you know, but that said, it was a very sort of egalitarian ship. We could argue back and push back, but you had faith in him. You know, it doesn't mean you'd agree with him all the time, but you knew that he'd been trained up through that whole kind of light entertainment system in the ABC, which people don't really get now, which is a real shame. And the thing is that what he understood instinctively was the grammar of comedy and how to frame a shot, because you can absolutely change the way a gag lands depending on how you frame it. So Ted, he worked with lighting, with the framing of shots. He just knew how to block a scene, and that was partly from his training but also his instinct. And he was just really fun, you know. He was a bundle of contradictions. He was a blokey bloke, but then he was really sensitive. He'd, you know, come in and just gently stroke your face. He was adorable. Loved Ted. And it's just, you know, I wish I'd seen a lot more of him in the intervening years, but he moved away. But he was a massive contribution to the comedy scene, and there hasn't been anyone like him since.
Tell us about Kath and Kim. Did you realise immediately you had an iconic hit on your hands? Did he realise immediately that you had an iconic hit on your hands?
We had a sense because before that we'd written Big Girl's Blouse, and the characters were all created in that, and they had a fantastic response. So we knew we were onto something, but then it just exploded, and you can never predict that.
And then what? I mean, it just grew and grew. I mean, I wonder sort of what sort of professional satisfaction that gave you and what sort of professional satisfaction that gave him.
It grew and grew, and it's still growing. I mean, that's the incredible thing about Kath and Kim. It's like the show that will not die. Doing Kath and Kim, I mean, he was very no-nonsense. I mean, one of the fun... I remember Marg Downey, because Marg she's sort of very proper in a lot of ways, but they're not. And she was mucking around. We were doing a scene in a courtroom, and she was mucking around putting the judge's wig off. Ted just turned to her and said, "Take it off, dickhead." You know, and it was like he talked to you like that, and you just loved him for it because he was, you know. And then he'd come in the next day wearing a weird baby powder blue jumper. He was just a real bundle of contradictions. He was adorable.
If you're making Australian comedy today, what can you learn from Ted Emery?
Oh, it's all of those things. Timing. I don't know if you can even teach timing. Look at the way that he frames, I would say, is a big part of it. The blocking, framing. But, you know, someone who has a delicious sense of humour, you either have that or you don't. You know what I mean? I don't think you can teach it. But you could certainly, if you already have that and you look at the way he filmed things, because that was his, you know, he was a director. So, of course, he understood the grammar of comedy, and it is really different from drama. The pacing, the editing, all of it's very different, and people often fall afoul of it when they try to bring sort of drama pacing, drama framing, drama editing time. When they try and bring that to comedy, it just screws it up. And because he came from that background of light entertainment and variety and all of that, he got that, you know, he knew that instinctively.
Magda, we've been talking about Kath and Kim, but the legacy was so much broader than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I don't know all of Ted's oeuvre, but, you know, I mean, fast forward, that's where it all really began, you know, with us and Ted. And we didn't know him then, you know, we were sort of, I'm trying to remember now if he did Degeneration. I think he did. Oh, no, my memory, geez, I tell you what. Fast Forward was the one where it just really took off. I mean, Fast Forward was massive in a way that's hard to fathom now, because there were only the four TV channels, so you'd have huge numbers of the population watching it, and that's really where it all started. So, you know, yeah, he had there were many things other than Kath and Kim that he did, and I was fortunate enough to work with him on a few of those, and just delight in his his wayward ways. He let me tell you, he had the best bloody stories from when he worked as a director on Countdown, and it really saddens me that they've gone to the grave with him, because I would like to know a lot more.
Magda, I think many of us would have watched the Mardi Gras parade last week and have heard that lovely news that you are in remission at the moment. You've been suffering from stage 4 blood cancer. I just wondered how that made you feel to be sort of celebrated in that way in the parade.
I was so touched by the Mardi Gras. That was just amazing. I knew it was going to happen, and I was hoping to be the head of the float, but unfortunately I couldn't. But I was so utterly chuffed, and I'm very grateful. I can't say thank you enough.
It was a lovely moment to watch that unfold. Magda, thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.